What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here. Once again, coming to you on this late Friday. See, yeah, already getting to Friday, folks. We're almost there. On this Thursday, late afternoon edition, as I'm recording this women's basketball recruiting episode during the women's basketball game on November 13th, 2025, on this late Thursday afternoon. Appreciate y'all for checking out this podcast again. Make sure you go subscribe, like, Elon and Bev. Tell me, update your content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about it. I'm recording this right now during the first half of the South Dakota game in K-State right now. As I switch over screens here for a minute, we'll see if it's going to do it here real quick. Yeah, so right now, near the end of the first half, trailing by four right now in the first half. As K-State was basketball over. This has been kind of a topsy-turvy kind of first half so far. As well, they're battling with South Dakota. 29-25 right now is currently what I have on the old laptop. Yeah, the laptop and the cell phone. Yeah, again, I'm gonna be loose with this for a minute. So this ticker on here, I did not choose this. This Google must have chose it for me. I don't know why, but see, it has a little ticker. Y'all, wait, hold up. Y'all can't see it. I can. Little top left hand corner. Every time K-State basketball is playing, women's basketball anyway. It doesn't do this for the men. Won't do this for the men. Will do this for the women. All of a sudden, like one day at the beginning of the season, I look at this top and I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, I can keep up with score. Okay, what's going on? That's what's up. Yeah, so South Dakota right now, K-State's cut to three. Here, so they just hit a free throw there. So, yeah, we're getting some live action on this podcast here in this recruiting edition of this podcast. So, yeah, obviously more result on the postcast edition, which, again, all things K-State sports. We talk after, well, besides in the between of recruiting and important news stuff, after every K-State athletic event, we give it to you, recap it, talk about it. You know how we do on this podcast. Again, make sure you are subscribed if you're not already to this everyday Kansas State podcast. If you're not, you have been missing out, especially over the last over a month and change. We've been cranking out podcasts here, folks. So that's all I can do right now there as well. So, well, obviously, Eddie Greer III, the host of this podcast, got to do what I got to do, baby, right? So you're a big fan, you're a big K-State fan. You might want to add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. We come at you every day, including the holidays and weekends. Yes, sir, with more coverage of a K-State Wildcats there. The women's basketball team yesterday, or actually 2 days ago. No, it was yesterday. Yeah, Jeff Mitty announced the signing of Sage Henry onto next year's roster, 2026-27. This is the November block and they'll have another one for the spring. So this is the fall slash winter block for recruiting right now. And Sage Henry, latest kit for Jet Mini in the fall class there as well. A little bit more information on her. Henry, a guard from Gilbert, Arizona. I'm going to say Gilbert Arenas there for a minute. Obviously, same initials there. But again, Gilbert Arenas, we have her. We have his daughter on the team right now, Izella right now. And Izella right now in the Lady Wildcats, they're trailing South Dakota, trying to open up a little bit here late in the first half. But anyways, staying on the Henry train for a minute, Chandler, Arizona. Hold on a second. She played for Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona back last year. Well, during the year, or say the wintertime anyway. Henry averaged almost 15 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, 2 steals per game while earning first team 6A Premier All-Region honor. She aided Hamilton High to a Arizona 6A state championship and was named as Arizona 6A state championship game MVP. So already loading up for next year. Already you get caliber in Sage Henry's play right there. Woo! So coming off an MVP in the state title game there, and you win it. So that's always awesome right there. And this is from Jeff Mitty, head coach of the women's basketball team on Sage. Quote, Sage is a versatile guard that can score in many ways. He continues on here to say, we, quote, we like her energy at both ends of the floor and her upside to make plays, end quote, there as well. And, of course, now, last year, Henry helped Hamilton to an Arizona 6A Premier State runner-up finish and was named to the Arizona 6A Premier first team. She was also named to the CUSD's Offensive Player of the Year there as well. So, yeah, man. I was going to say something else there. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So, Hamilton getting their get back. So, the heartbreak from last year in a state title game and coming right back, led by their star player, Sage Henry, leading the way for that state championship there. So, how about that bounce back there? Disappointment to champion. So state title, state champion. So, there's that there as well. So, that's, I know this was, there was a previous kit that I saw on there, I believe it was on the Twitter page, Twitter feed of 4K State Women's Basketball. I didn't see who it was. I did. It's obviously an international player. I don't know the name off the top of my head right now. So that's all, for all I know, too. We don't usually talk recruiting on here very often. When we do, it's usually a get. And Jeff Minnie adding to his next year's class, getting a score. Like Sage Henry, that's a huge get right there, obviously. And this current team right now, let me see here. This current team right now, trailing. Trailing by six. Hold on, 30 either. Yeah, trailing by six at the break. So hopefully that can change here as we wrap up this recruiting edition of this podcast. Yeah, so K-State having their hands full right now with South Dakota at halftime, 34-28. This is the first of two. And as I'm ending this recruiting episode, again, we'll have postcasts of this game, the rest of what happens here, and then the men will play playing a little bit after, this is a fast-paced basketball game right now. The game's going to start at 7. It's going to be a moot point when this podcast comes out. With the men playing Cal later on tonight, both of these games are at Bramlage Coliseum right now. So, yeah, man, so there's that, at least positive right now. So hopefully K-State, Jeff Benin and his coach staff make the right adjustments there and get this team on track in the second half. So they still have two more quarters to play there as well. Can K-State make a difference up at home? So trailing at home against South Dakota. Now, South Dakota, I don't know how good they were last year, and I'm not pulling anything out of that right now. Maybe I'll look at it later tonight, get ready for the postcast. but so struggling right now. So this is the biggest lead of the game. Trailing by six, South Dakota leads it right now. And we'll see when this comes out. Anyway, the postcast might come out before this anyways. But the positive on the off-the-court news, head coach Jeff Minnie, head coach of the women's basketball team, landing a pure score in the MVP of the 6A state title game for the Arizona 6A side. Sage Henry, the latest get for the 2026-27 recruiting class there for K-State women's basketball. How about that? Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDDID Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDDID Podcast. Again, I recorded yesterday, and I will work on that. Still got to the end of the men's basketball game to do that, so I need to do that tonight. So yeah, y'all going to have fresh content over there for the weekend there as well. Then the return of Alex Aiden next week, just to confirm that there as well, given trying to jump some hurdles, still more hurdles and whatnot. So yeah, but confirm Alex Aiden to return, because I got most of my equipment working with new equipment now, got most of my equipment back, and we can get Alex on here, well, not on here, but on the Podbean app there for more bonus coverage of the K-State Wildcats there. You'll finally hear him next, at least pretendably next Wednesday there. And I'm not sure about the following week, because the following week is going to be Thanksgiving before we all sit here. No, it'll be Thanksgiving before our laps here, folks, there as well. We'll see what K-State Women's Basketball has in store for the rest of the game. And, of course, stay tuned. If not already out, the postcast for South Dakota and on the men's side, California, those will probably come out between the weekend. So a lot of stuff going on this weekend, including in the middle of that football Saturday morning, K-State, Oklahoma State. I'll be recording a pregame tomorrow morning there as well. And of course, there will be a reaction afterwards, or at some point anyways, of that game. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another, hey, It's a recruiting episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, please, if you have the time. It only takes you about maybe 30 seconds. If it takes you more than that, I don't know what to tell you. But please, if you're willing, please leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. It doesn't just help us out. We don't want the credit, but it helps out other K-State fans find out about this podcast. Sage Henry is a K-State Wildcat entering next year on the recruiting class for 2026-27. Go Cats.